This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, so in something that is developing this afternoon, and I mentioned this, and I meant to get to it before the top of the hour, but there was a new contract that was agreed upon by the St. Louis City Police Chief Robert Tracy. I'm not a huge fan of his, but he came here to St. Louis. He took the job for a couple $100,000 a year. It was less than he would have been paid maybe elsewhere, but then they kind of came in with an additional $100,000 paid by private donors. So he's been paid $175,000 by the city plus another $100,000 by private donors. Well, the foundation ended the incentive, so he's been out there looking for another gig, and UMSL just hired him as I don't know what. They say he's sharing his leadership expertise with the school's Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice. So STL Today did this story, and they asked Steve Walentick, who's the PR flacky at UMSL, what the job is and what's the compensation. And he says to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter to file a FOIA request, a public records request. Well, that is complete and total BS, Steve, and that is information that we are owed as taxpayers. We need to know how much UMSL is going to pay our police chief and how much responsibility he's going to have. That's embarrassing that this guy at UMSL can tell a reporter to file a public records request on a salary information for the chief of police for a taxpayer-funded institution. You got to be kidding me. Hopefully, and I'm going to send Steve a little email here. In fact, I've written it out to a certain extent, and it says, that is a bull, you know what answer, Steve. This is taxpayer money, and you know the figure. You're going to make us file FOIAs on this? Ridiculous and embarrassing. It really is. I'm taking up time from my friend Azra Namani, and I apologize for that, Azra. I had a pop off on our police chief situation. How are you? Happy New Year. Oh, I think I have to punch
you. You absolutely have to add a P.S. under public records laws, I am requesting the salary. So you got to add that because he can push the button and send it to you in a second.
Oh, good. So what I will say is under public records
under public records law, I am asking for the salary.
Okay.
And then say the name. And there's all these forms, and this is a citizen journalism lesson right here.
I love it.
All you have to do is Google FOIA, F-O-I-A, and request for whatever state, school district, whatever institution you're trying to do. But really, I don't even bother now anymore. I just say under public records laws, I'm requesting X.
I love it. I'm going to do that. Yeah. By the way, I want to mention, I didn't properly introduce you. You're a senior editor of investigations at Fox News. I think a lot of people might have heard you on Brian Kilmeade's show. We air Brian's show in the morning here on 97.1 FM Talk. And I've been following what you've been talking about on Twitter when it comes to the response to Venezuela, because you brought some interesting receipts and information to that whole argument, haven't you?
Yeah, it's really just the dogged reporting, you know, watching these protest groups for years. And I'm so excited about this new role I've got at Fox News, and I'll invite anybody to send tips my way. But what happened is Friday night, I'm sitting watching the news, and I see the news that there may be a military action in Venezuela. Well, I know just which Twitter feeds to go start looking at. And sure enough, before the news has even broken about what has happened, there is film from this propaganda network that is very closely aligned with the socialist organizations in the U.S. that have been organizing the anti-Israel protests for years. Within minutes, they all chime in, the leaders of these groups called the Answer Coalition, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, and the People's Forum, and within an hour, they had organized an emergency action on Saturday to oppose the U.S. action as, quote, illegal, and to support Maduro.
Unbelievable. And this all went into action very, very quickly, right?
Very quickly. And I want everybody to know why it's important to follow this. When we see these protests typically covered, they are simply covered as anonymous protesters. They're not named. The signs aren't identified for who made them. And we all wonder, how did it happen so fast? Well, it's a machine.
And
the machine is well-funded. It has leaders, our investigation reveals, that are common among the organizations. And the really important part about this story is that these organizations are connected by an ideological alignment, and that is socialism. It is about the destruction of the U.S. free enterprise system and the replacement of it with a socialist system of the kind Maduro was bringing to Venezuela. And what's also ultimately important is following the money. And in this case, the money takes us to an American-born millionaire who is now has his operation in Shanghai with close ties to the Chinese government. He's a man by the name of Neville Roy Singham, and his wife is Jody Evans, one of the co-founders of this organization called Code Pink. And sure enough, Code Pink was out there in the streets Saturday afternoon with their signs already made, with their little graphics designed to blast on social media, and the myth of the marching millions was established.
You know, I noticed on your Twitter feed that, and I'm a big fan of Laura Logan, who I think used to be a 60 Minutes correspondent. I know she worked for CBS. Didn't she do 60 Minutes for a while? She retweeted one of your tweets about your book, Woke Army, and what she said is so important to those of us here in St. Louis as well, because she said, this is an important book to understand what's happening around you, from Ferguson to George Floyd to the Palestinian protests, the ICE riots, and now the paid Venezuela demonstrations. It's all funded, organized, and run by the same people. They're all interconnected, and congratulations on some great reporting. But then one might ask, hey, why doesn't the New York Times or the Washington Post or something like that do some reporting like this?
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, I worked at the Wall Street Journal and really am reflecting on what has happened. And the mainstream media, unfortunately, has blinders on about the money, the organization, the leadership, the systems that are on the far left.
Yeah.
You know, and that's unfortunate for them because they're missing half the story in America, and they are doing it for their ideological reasons also. But unfortunately, that old philosophy we had of agnostic journalism is still something that only some of us are clinging to. And I think that this story really reflects that fair eye at, you know, the money, the people, the influence operation that is actually making it on the news, but nobody's getting the full story.
Yeah, but let me play this as an example here and just get your response. I'm sure you've heard this. This is C. Weaver, I think is her name. She is the new tenant director for the communists running New York City.
I think the reality is that for centuries, we've really treated property as an individualized good and not a collective good. And we are going to transitioning to treating it as a collective good and towards a model of shared equity will require that we think about it differently. And it will mean that families, especially white families, but some POC families who are homeowners as well, are going to have a different relationship to property than the one that we currently have.
I mean, that is stunning. Now, that was said a few years ago, and, you know, I don't even know how to respond to that. But these are some of the things we're talking about, right?
Yeah, I think, I'm so glad you played the whole clip because everybody has to hear these words really carefully because embedded in them is ideology. So the idea of the collective versus the individual, the diminishment of individual property rights, these are all ideas rooted in classic Marxist, Leninist, socialist thinking. And I know that a lot of us didn't even learn it, you know, because we thought the Cold War was over, right? And we didn't have to deal with those kind of ideas anymore. But unfortunately, in this world today, there's a rising red army, as we put in our story. And I'll be reporting tomorrow a really great story that I think will bring a lot of insight into how they use words to basically capture the imagination of people and push their ideology.
But see, what worries me is younger people. You know, I'm very encouraged. I'm a big NFL fan, sports fan, and they kicked off, you know, last week already having things on the field for the 250th anniversary of our country. I'm very proud. I remember the bicentennial. I was 11 years old in 1976, so I can't wait to see some of the celebrations this year. But, you know, I've got two kids in their 20s, and one of them is an indoctrinator in the Chicago public schools, and we don't talk politics much. But I worry about these young kids in particular, because when you do polling on some of this crap that Mom Donnie and the others are pushing, they are attracted to this.
They are attracted to this because the approach as in education is to appeal to the goodwill of everyone that typically is, you know, walking this earth, right? Most people want to do well in this world, do good for others. And so that's why, even in this language this week, we see the United States becomes an imperial power. The United States' action against Venezuela is characterized as imperialism and colonial settlerism, right? It's a colonial mentality. It's an invasion. It's illegal. So they are appealing to the part of young people's brains that, you know, want to be positive, good in the world, and they hijack the brain, essentially, with those words.
Yep, and I don't know how you turn some of that around. Now, when it comes to the reaction of what happened over the weekend with Maduro, I think I also saw a tweet on your feed where they had some polling from some other Latin American countries, and everyone's thrilled, right?
Well, you know, the clips that you'll see is that the people who have seen, you know, the real suffering for the refugees from Venezuela that have fled Maduro, they care about these families, and they are supporting this change. But where are you seeing the protests? You're seeing it in Cuba. You're seeing it in Colombia. You're seeing it in the strongholds of socialist power. And you're seeing, I don't know if people have followed around the world, but there have been protests in Greece and Italy and Spain. And so my reporting reveals that this is the socialist network, that those organizations in the U.S. are our American cell, and then they are part of this wider global network. But I'm sure you've seen the clips that I've seen, which has just been really fascinating, of the Venezuelans that are pushing back, right, on the socialist network and saying, you're not even Venezuelan, like, you don't even know what you're talking about. And that's that divide that that only they can bridge, because otherwise these guys are just bullies, right, on the streets.
What do you make of, you know, this is a constant theme in politics, certainly on the other side, but I know Republicans are hypocritical too, but you got guys out there like Chris Murphy and Chuck Schumer who were boldly declaring that Maduro should be removed from Venezuela 4 or 5 years ago, and now they're outraged by it, right? And it's amazing to me that they think, I guess they know that they can get away with it because for the most part, the legacy media won't call them out, right? Fox might, a show like mine might, Brian might, but for the most part, in the rest of the legacy media, they're just going to see the soundbite. They're not going to have the context of what they said in the past.
Yeah, and, you know, what I'm reporting out and trying to understand also is obviously we know that Mamdani was able to secure a win in New York City, and he did it as a Democratic nominee, right? So there is a pressure on the Democratic politicians by the socialist wing in the United States, and it seems to have had enough influence that it caused that flip-flop, because rationally anybody would know that there's a criticism to be had of a dictator in Venezuela. But that's what I think we need to keep following and reporting out. And you're on the, I'm so glad you brought up Ferguson, because the chants began from Ferguson,
yep,
to Palestine.
Yeah.
And now they are from Palestine to Venezuela.
Right.
And so they're moving, they're taking every opportunity they can, and their goal is political capture. And so what you talked about related to our Democratic Party leaders is the capture that they are having and their influence.
No doubt. Asra, it's always great to have you on. Happy New Year. I love the reporting. I love the insight this afternoon. We always love having you on, so I really appreciate you squeezing us in. And
I know
the new deal at Fox, that's brand new though, right?
That is brand new, and I'm so excited. So I'm really serious that I would like anybody and everybody, send me your tips. I'm still on same X account, Asra Nomani. My email address is asra.nomani@fox.com. Whether it's in your school districts, whether it's in your cities, whether it's, you know, this issue, big issue of fraud, right, in social welfare programs, whatever it is, you're in the trenches, our dear listeners, and you know what's going on,
yeah.
So let me know.
Well, that's awesome, Asra, and thank you so much, and congratulations on the gig. My only request would be, don't do Kilmeade's radio show too much. Do my show. I'll even tell Brian that. I'll set him straight on that. I got Asra Nomani first. Hey, Happy New Year. Thanks
that's
so much.
Right.
Take care.
All
we'll
right,
see you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We have a new feature we're going to start here. We've kind of done it over the years. We're just going to give it a name and make it regular with George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet. Tech Talk Tuesday is coming up. He is in Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show, which is a pretty big deal.
It's huge. CES.
Yeah, they used to have two of them. They used to have one in Vegas and one in Chicago, but they only have one now, and it's ginormous. So George is coming up, plus I have an audio cut of the day. You know, I've talked about media bias for decades. I was, you know, just a little insight. I went to the University of Missouri, got a journalism degree, was a news director and a reporter. I never did full-time television reporting. I was more of a radio, you know, kid. I started in music radio. I had some TV offers, but I was already locked into a contract in radio, so I never went into TV full-time. But I knew how to do news stories. I ran a newsroom. I guided reporters, many of whom went on to really great things in their careers, making a lot more money than I ever have. I will tell you that. But I've always been, you know, after my news days, I went full-time talk in 1992, I think it was. And then I did some news at WTMJ in Milwaukee as well, but I was always doing talk and hosting as well. But I've never been more frustrated than the past 5 years with the way the media approaches nearly every story that they do, not only nationally, but sometimes this trickles down locally. And I had a perfect example of this yesterday, and it got a lot of attention on social media. And I'm not criticizing Mike Bush. Mike was the anchor. I don't want to pick on him, but he does an anchor intro on Channel 5 the other night about this packed Tam Avenue Bridge, you know, demonstration against Trump. There's 12 or 13 people on the bridge, and they do the story. I mean, if that doesn't, you know, put credibility into all question, I don't know what does. Now, the reporter or the editor, this is how this works, not to say that Mike Bush and the anchors don't do any news, but typically the producers put that into the teleprompter.
Oh, sure.
Mike doesn't really write that intro, so I'm not going to put the blame on him, but I will put the blame on the reporter. It was terrible because all she was doing is agenda journalism. I've asked questions over the years, for example, Sue, and you're going to hear some of this when I play Tony. Why can't we have a situation, and Fox does do this, Ducey goes on the road, why can't we have somewhere in the middle of Missouri or Oklahoma or Nebraska, somewhere where real Americans live, and they're trying to make their lives as best as they can, put their kids through school, you know, pay for the groceries, the home, live the American dream. Why doesn't journalism represent our interests or what we're interested? You know, climate change, great example. All these big trucks out there. Well, guess what? If you're in New York City, you don't need a big pickup truck. If you're here in Missouri and you got a farm or some hunting property or anything like that, you might have use for that, right? But the elites, they just look at it through their lens. But listen to Tony DeCoppel. Barry Weiss names him as the new anchor of the CBS Evening News. Now, this could be all BS, right? I have no idea. But what he said when he introduced himself to the audience with this new gig was very encouraging.
A lot has changed since the first person sat in this chair. But for me, the biggest difference is people do not trust us like they used to. And it's not just us. It's all of legacy media. And I get it. I get it because I've been hearing about it from just about everybody for more than 20 years as I've traveled America on this assignment or that. My mom's neighbors in West Virginia, my own neighbors in New York City, thousands and thousands of conversations in between. Sometimes people want to talk to me about our coverage of NAFTA or the Iraq War. Other times it's all about Hillary Clinton's emails or Russiagate. Or more recently, COVID lockdowns, Hunter Biden's laptop, or the president's fitness for office. The point is, on too many stories, the press has missed the story because we've taken into account the perspective of advocates and not the average American.
This is a great point, and I'm going to continue some of this, but let's talk about Jamie Reed and the whistleblower story from here in St. Louis on WashU and Children's Hospital. When that came out, that was a major story. What did the local media do? They didn't do their job. They were lazy journalists. They went to the trans activists to get their response. That's what Channel 5 did. That's what Channel 4 did. Alexis Zotos. That's what the Post-Dispatch did. They weren't doing journalism. They're taking the advocates of that position and giving them amplification. Tony DiCoppola apparently realizes this.
Or we put too much weight in the analysis of academics or elites and not enough on you. And I know this because at certain points, I have been you. I have felt this way too. I felt like what I was seeing and hearing on the news didn't reflect what I was seeing and hearing in my own life, and that the most urgent questions simply weren't being asked. So here's my promise to you, today and every time you see me in this chair. You come first, not advertisers, not politicians, not corporate interests. And yes, that does include the corporate owners of CBS. I report for you, which means I tell you what I know, when I know it, and how I know it. And when I get it wrong, I'll tell you that too. It also means I'm going to talk to everybody and hold everyone in public life to the very same standard. After all, I became a journalist to talk to people. I love talking to people about what works in this country, what doesn't, and not only what should change, but the good ideas that should never change. I think telling the truth is one of them. I'm Tony DiCoppola, the anchor of the CBS Evening News. Hold me to it.
Well, I think we do need to hold them to it. And I'm encouraged by what he said, because let me tell you something. Nobody in that position could have said what he said before Barry Weiss took over CBS.
Oh, for sure.
Not a chance. What Tony DiCoppola realizes now is that he has the backing of management. And all these little producers that I just talked about, all the progressives behind the scenes, they're getting put on notice because there is a new sheriff in town at CBS News. Now, are there going to be dramatic changes? Will they still fall into the same nonsense? Probably, right? But I've been asking for a long time, because it was 2008 when Tim Russert died. And I love Tim Russert. And Sunday morning and Meet the Press, that was appointment television. You couldn't miss that. And Tim Russert held everyone's foot to the fire, right? He worked for Daniel Patrick Moynihan, a New York Democrat.
Yeah.
So he worked for a liberal. But that didn't matter. If you watched Tim Russert, you knew that he was going to press both sides. Margaret Brennan doesn't do that.
No.
These other Sunday morning hosts, George Stephanopoulos. It sounds like Tony DiCoppola kind of wants to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I have hope is this. Tony's gotten into a little trouble on his morning show with his co-hosts and other people at CBS because he said some things that they don't like. And when I had John Ziegler on a couple of weeks ago, you might remember, John knows Matt Lauer. He's very close with Matt Lauer. He developed a relationship in the aftermath of Matt, you know, kind of disappearing in his Me Too scandal. And he didn't cite Matt Lauer, but because I can connect the dots, I think we have a pretty good indication that Tony DiCoppola is closer to one of us than any other network person that's out there on a major, outside of Fox, you know? One of us meaning common sense. He doesn't think that, he might not say this, doesn't think that boys should be playing against girls in women's sports. He feels like the voices of many Americans, his neighbors, his mom and dad's neighbors, people, real American people, their voices have been held down, and he's going to try to change that. I wish him well. I hope he can.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Do it.
I will have an audio cut of the day before the half hour wraps up. Right now, we're going to kick off something new. How about this? We got a little fancy sounder for it. Love
Tech
it.
Tech Talk Tuesday with George Rosenthal of ThrottleNet. ThrottleNet.com.
There he is. He's in Las Vegas with us. Our favorite George Rosenthal is going to be a regular feature here, Tech Talk Tuesdays. George, how are you?
Doing great, doing great. Thanks so much, and Happy New Year to you from Las Vegas.
Yes, so you are at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. This is a big, big deal out there.
Huge. This is the largest tech conference in the world. There, just to give you a recap, a little rundown of it, it's 5 separate convention centers in Vegas. They have 150,000 registered attendees. They have 5,000 vendors. So to cover all this in 3 days is going to be extremely hard to do.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But I've been walking through this for 5.5 hours, and I have seen more in 5.5 hours than I could possibly imagine of what's coming in the future. First, we kicked off our day going through the Vegas Loop, which is the Elon Musk Tesla underground tube.
Oh, yeah.
A Tesla picked us up with the gullwing doors. You get in and you do mock speed through this tunnel and end up on the other side of the convention center through literally what's a Vegas Loop that they're building all over Vegas. So instead of a underground subway, you're going to be taking Tesla cars all over Vegas underground.
My
it's
gosh.
Fascinating.
That's awesome. Knew about that. I remember talking about it, but that's fascinating that you got a little test drive, right?
Got a test drive. Got to go in it. Got to go through the tube and mock speed. It was so neat. So neat. But I'm telling you, just walking in the door, the robotics is mind-blowing. You can't even wrap your head around it. Robots dancing like Michael Jackson, fighting. One of them doing full-on karate, tumbling, full-on movements in karate. One robot played ping pong with another person accuracy could not imagine. I cannot wait to send you some video of this stuff. We're going to put stuff up on our YouTube channel as well, on ThrottleNet's YouTube channel. I'm telling you, the robot technology that walks around, looks at you, hand gestures, that it's absolutely out of this world. Even just the stuff you'd see in your kitchen, the refrigerators that will change temperature automatically based on what food it sees in your fridge, the seltzer water that is now on the door. So you can get seltzer water, the most crisp, clean, best tasting seltzer water right on the door of your refrigerator. And that's coming out in April. Mm-hmm. The vacuum cleaners, the robot vacuum cleaners were fascinating. They climb stairs. So imagine the Roomba or the, it goes into this little device that has tracks like a tank and it climbs stairs. Then the circular vacuum comes out of the little compartment, vacuums that floor, goes back into the compartment, and climbs the next set of stairs. It's unbelievable. And then what's wild is if it runs into a dog toy, a kid's toy, some clothing, whatever, a claw comes out of it, picks it up, and moves it out of the way, or will put clothing and or dog toys back in the bin for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Will people be necessary in about 2 or 3 years at all? I mean, this is the scary part about AI. I mean, I know it sounds dazzling, but good Lord, it's overwhelming as well.
It is. It's so fascinating. One of the things that was wild is you think, okay, how could you possibly make karaoke any different? These guys in China, or I think it's Korea, came up with a karaoke machine that takes any song from Spotify, Apple Music, whatever subscription you're using, and using in real time, takes the live track or whatever you're streaming, takes the audio vocals out of it, puts them up on a screen so you can sing karaoke to any song without a subscription or buying a karaoke-specific track.
I've heard about that. That is amazing. Now, I need you to do me a small favor, George. Are you capable of doing a favor? I don't know if you have to check baggage here or if you can do a carry-on, but I'm hearing a lot about this Samsung 130-inch micro RGB TV. If you can sneak one of those back to St. Louis, I would really appreciate it.
Oh, jeez.
Boy, you must have been reading my mind, because next on my list was the coolest TV I've seen so far. Now, we haven't gotten to Samsung booth yet. Like I said, I'm only 5.5 hours into this. But the LG booth, I saw the most beautiful 136-inch TV that I have ever seen in my life. 136 inches, and it was maybe the width of a quarter.
That's what's nuts.
What?
Unbelievable.
Dang.
Oh, and then they had a wallpaper. This is what they said on the sign. I'll show it to you. Wallpaper TV. And it is paper. It's thinner than a pencil. The TV. And it goes as big. You can order it as big and wide as you want. So you can fill the entire room with a gorgeous, full, high-def 4K TV that is no thicker than the width of a pencil.
Wait a minute, George. So I can say, oh, here's how big I want. I mean, it's that thin that I can use it as well. That's nuts to me.
Yes, you could fill an entire room. And then what's cool about that is separate the room into segments. So if you wanted to watch 5 football games at one time, you separate your whole room into 5 football games. The one other thing that I thought was unbelievable was, and this sounds, it doesn't sound like you'd use it much, but the transparent TV. It is fascinating. They had full high-def fish, like a fish tank, okay? So you're sitting in your living room, and your TV turns into a transparent, see-through fish tank or whatever it is you display. But then you click a button, and the TV becomes solid again, and it's full OLED technology in a gorgeous picture.
This is insane. Now, here's I don't know if you've seen this yet, but I read about this. This kind of goes back in the other direction, but Sue, I think you're going to love this. Have you seen the Pinwheel Home that's only $99? You know what that is yet?
I haven't seen that yet. I'm sure we'll get to it.
Yeah, so this is cool. I should get one of these for my daughter. This is, I don't think it's on sale quite yet, but this is a landline for kids. So it's a way to get kids the feeling, you know, in the smartphone era of what it felt like without getting distracted by a screen. So they have a pinwheel home. It costs parents nothing, but placing calls to regular phone numbers will set you back $9.99 a month. So there's a subscription, but sounds kind of cool.
That's funny.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. We just saw a presentation. Now, this one is unbelievable, and it was focused on Alzheimer's research. It is a complete scan of your body. So, like, you know, full-on MRI, but on steroids. Scan of your body that then turns into an AI twin of you and keeps an eye on your health so that everything about what's going on in your body from brain to toe is very personalized. It's fascinating what they're doing instead of just having a scan that sits in your medical record somewhere, they're turning it into an AI digital person of you so that you can always keep an eye on your medication, things that may be happening down the road as far as signs that maybe Alzheimer's may be down the way. All the medical technology wow. is truly something
does,
else.
Does the because, would my AI version possibly have more muscle definition? Is that possible? Because that's what I'm looking for right now. So are you, you know, because George Rosenthal is here, we're doing Tech Talk Tuesdays from ThrottleNet at ThrottleNet.com. You're not an exhibitor for CS, are you? Are you just
no,
a,
okay. no, no.
So how much does it cost? How much does it cost to get a pass to walk around this thing for a few days?
So really, we had to fill out an application. We had to get approved by ThrottleNet as an organization had to get approved to come here.
Okay.
So you can't just buy a ticket, but you can get approved to come, whether you're media or whether you're in the tech world. And it was just a few $100 to get the ticket to come. And then, of course, you're buying everything else separate once you get here. There's a lot going on. But, I mean, it's six different locations in Vegas. So this isn't like going to one convention center. This is massive. It's 150,000 registered attendees. And, I mean, even if we saw 1,000 booths a day, I couldn't see all the show.
Right. So what is on your list? What do you want to make sure you do in the next couple of days?
So we're definitely going to go to the Samsung booth. One of the things that we went to, I was really fascinated by, which is coming to St. Louis, is Waymo. That
yes.
was awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, and to see one up close, I told my business partner, Mike, I said, the second I see one in St. Louis, I'm hopping in one of those things. It is awesome up close.
Wow.
They have a minivan version, of course, and the sedan version. The other thing that I got to tell you that we're really excited about is the ongoing drone technology. One of them is this flying car, so to speak, holds one person, but it has the ability to get a medic or somebody to your house within minutes, bypassing an ambulance going through traffic. So literally, you could have this helicopter take off from a really small parking lot driveway and land in your driveway and have a medic there in no time at all.
Well, let's be honest. Those of us who watched the Jetsons in the 1970s, I mean, we realistically did think we'd have flying cars by this time, I think.
Yeah,
didn't we?
Did.
Yeah, and maybe they're not too far off.
And I think that's going to happen as soon as the self-driving technology becomes so prevalent that the flying car can fly itself and not run into everything. Because the self-driving car is a very big deal here. It is going to happen whether people like it or not. It's coming to St. Louis. It's going to be everywhere. So get ready for the self-driving car because they are promoting the heck out of it here at CES. So the AI concept of things is in everything. I mean, AI is spoken about everywhere, even your washing machines. Like, it knows what clothes are in and adjusts the cycle and uses X amount of soap for these types of clothes. And everything that you think of, your microwave knows what's inside of it and changes the way it cooks. It's crazy how much AI is in everything that they have here.
So, George, really send some videos and pictures and links because I will share them on our social media accounts. But this is fascinating. And
yeah.
I'm not so sure that we might not want to touch base with you in a couple of days after you see more of this.
Because
I really, this was thrilling just to hear some of the descriptions. So when are you coming back?
So I am back in town on Friday, but we've got tomorrow all day. So we are going to be going to a couple different more of locations and basically seeing as much as we possibly can. We are videoing everything, pictures of everything. I will definitely send you guys everything I can. And a lot of this will also be up on our YouTube channel. But I got to tell you, for my first time at CES, I will never, ever miss this again.
That's crazy. You've gotten me excited. I'm telling you, I love technology. So we might set you up for a double booking because I want to hear more about this tomorrow. This was awesome. Thank you, George Rosenthal.
Thanks, George.
Thanks so much, you guys. Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year to you. Tech Talk Tuesdays. We're going to do it every other Tuesday. We may just do it every day now. What do you think? I have an audio cut of the day coming up here. I just wanted to mention something that I had promoted a little earlier in the show and I never got to, and it's kind of a sad story. A fan of Evangeline Lilly. I love the show Lost. Did you ever watch Lost, Fred or Sue?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Watched every episode twice.
So you remember her
really?
from the show. What was the name of the character? See, I'm not good at the characters' names because I forget these things. But she was also in some Marvel movies and stuff like that, and also in The Lord of the Rings.
Right.
I got to hang out with her at one point. Yeah, she was out. So I met her, interviewed her, and got to hang out with her a little bit in Hollywood during the junket. And Peter Jackson was at that party. It was really cool.
She was
super, super nice. But here's the bad news. Apparently, she passed out. The doctors don't know why she passes out. But she's got this condition, I guess, where every once in a while she faints. She fell on a boulder at a beach in Hawaii last year. And on social media yesterday, she shared a video that talked about, actually, I think some of it goes back to last week, that every area in her brain is functioning at a decreased capacity since she, in her words, smashed her face open. She says, I'm entering into this new year, the year of the horse, with some bad news about my concussion. A lot of you have asked how I'm doing. A lot of you have inquired about the brain scans that you heard I got. And the results came back from scans and showed that I do have brain damage from the injury and possible other factors going on. So she's trying to, you know, say that it's her job to get to the bottom of what the doctors and then recommend and then embark on the hard work of fixing it. But that's just an awful situation, obviously. She was in Ant-Man as well. Evangeline Lilly's was suffering. She's not that old out there. She was Kate Austin. She was Kate in
Sawyer's
Lost.
Love interest in Lost.
They were great together.
Yeah, they were.
Really, really good together. All right, let's do audio cut of the day here this afternoon.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Just to give the audience a little insight, every once in a while, you know, I'll be settled on something sometimes early in the show. Sometimes I'll be, in the segment before audio cut of the day, and I'll ask Fred or Ethan or Sue to weigh in on a recommendation. Sometimes it's things I've played in the show, sometimes it's not. But today there was no dispute, Fred. This was so easy because it was Trump talking about his wife and her position on his dances.
My wife, by the way, my wife hates when I do this. She said, you know, she's a very classy person, right? She said, it's so unpresidential. I said, but I did become president. You know? Somebody, she hates when I dance. I said, everybody wants me to dance. Darling, it's not presidential. She actually said, could you imagine FDR dancing? She said that to me. And I said, there's a long history that perhaps she doesn't know. Because he was an elegant fellow, even as a Democrat, right? He was the attack by Japan, you know, he was quite elegant, but he wouldn't be doing this. But
he's weaving. Don't forget others. That.
But she says, darling, please, the weightlifting is terrible. And I have to say this, the dancing they really like. She said, they don't like it. They're just being nice to you. I said, that's not right. The place goes crazy. They're screaming, dance, please.
I mean, he was in Hall of Fame weave moment today.
Oh, it's hard so to get, funny.
He's talked about this before, but I love this as someone. The worst thing about golf is playing a 5-hour, 4-hour round of golf. That's what I hate. I love it. Like, COVID was so awesome because they were spacing the tee times and everything. But Trump, you know, he does this.
And, you know, I play golf in, like, record. I play speed golf. It's better that way. You know the expression? Miss it quick. No, I play speed golf, but I'm a good golfer. Everybody knows. Anybody that I've beaten in this group.
He plays golf well, and he plays with Eric Schmidt quite a bit. We're trying to get the senator on this week. We'll keep our fingers crossed. He's a big Fox star now, too, so he's tougher to get a hold of. Have a great night. We'll talk tomorrow at 3.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.